You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, friends. So we are just trying to connect once again with Pastor Marere, who's joining us to speak on the relationship between Naomi and Ruth and how it relates to our subject of mentorship and spiritual growth. My pastor, do we have you back on the line?
Yes, I'm back on the line, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate you coming through as always. Please pray for us as we open.
Let's pray. Our Father, what in heaven, our great God, mighty teacher, and may you take the lead while you are following. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor. Now, what does Naomi and Ruth's relationship teach us about mentoring through hardship?
Okay. Normally, when people get into hardship, like the one which Naomi and Ruth get into, that is to do with death, there is separation.
Mm.
But in this story now, we learn that mentoring, when you have committed to mentor someone, you are committing that in good times and in bad times. And from this story of Naomi and Ruth, it shows that when the mentor and the mentee get into the challenge, they should continue to be together up until they cross over the valley of darkness.
Mm.
So this story teaches us to maintain relationships during these difficulties. And at the same time, the previous relationship that exists between the mentor and the mentee will determine how they will pass over the valley.
Mm.
So if their relationship was weak before their spouses passed away, it was going to end. But there was a strong bond that existed before they get into challenges.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one that helped them to sail through.
Mm. Beautiful. So I guess that would speak to the value of building up the relationship in moments of, you know, in the moments of peace and relative, you know, just ease.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
It's not negotiable, the issue of relationship. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Got it. And how does grief or transition become a space for spiritual connection and growth?
Okay, from my stance, grief and sickness is only the moment or the period whereby people put more time to concentrate on spiritual things. People then apply for leave to go and assist and see someone in the hospital.
Mm.
People apply for leave to go for a funeral.
Mm.
So grief is a window whereby, number one, the one who is in grief needs support.
Mm.
And the one who is not in grief must provide support.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case now, Naomi shared the same experience with Ruth. She was not foreign to grief. She had gone through. So she was helping through experience. But grief is the moment again where someone has got a lot of questions and unanswered questions to God and to humanity and to the self. So since spirituality is the one that provides hope even in resurrection, that is what a God who understands death is an opportunity to provide someone a leaning shoulder during grief.
Amen. And what does loyalty look like in spiritual relationships, and why does it even matter, especially when we think about this particular relationship between Naomi and Ruth?
Okay. Loyalty from both sides, from the one who is mentoring and the one who is being mentored. It's needed in the sense that during grief, a person is vulnerable. That's when also other people forsake their religion. That's also other people commit suicide. That's why other people get into deep chronic depression.
Mm-hmm.
So loyalty and depending on someone, because during that moment again, it's the delicate moment of someone. They will be very weak and vulnerable. So loyalty now helps to bond the relationship and to strengthen the spiritual relationship,
mm-hmm.
because the someone's mental faculties, it's reduced during grief, because all other methods of survival for someone's sickness would have failed.
Mm.
So layout now will help to find information from a trusted source.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And how do we recognize when God is forming a mentoring bond in, you know, some of the ordinary moments that we have in our relationships?
Yes, thank you so much, Miyombo. The other challenge that we have, normally people, they become more spiritual in difficult moments.
Mm-hmm.
Then in ordinary moments, it needs guidance.
Mm-hmm.
It needs emphasis from another person to just to know that being alive is a great miracle.
Amen.
Just walking from one place to another, it needs God to provide divine intervention.
Mm.
People, they start to understand this better after they are hit by a stroke. But in ordinary moment, that's when we need to recognize the divine intervention in every minute, every moment, just breathing. Up until someone is on an oxygen support system,
yeah,
that's when we realize that just breathing naturally is not a small thing.
Hey. Wow. Wow. That's true. And that's so unfortunate that we tend to wait until something like that has happened for us to pay attention. Yeah. And Pastor,
sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying it's so unfortunate that we tend to wait until we've had to go through something so drastic before we start paying
attention. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And what kind of
very,
legacy,
very unfortunate.
What kind of legacy are you leaving through your presence rather than just words?
Okay, the legacy that is long lasting is to do with living a proper spiritual belief.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, then everything will be added unto you.
Yes.
So the kingdom of God is the foundational principle of getting everything besides material things. So the way I am living, like the legacy that I've been given by Job, just living a righteous life, a principled life, because although he is not there, but he is the story inspires someone. Therefore, because of this presentation, I should also write my biograph, the secret of my living, so that when it is in a book, it will help someone who will not have seen me by just having a physical conversation, but by living my story, it inspires someone.
Yes. Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
The greatest legacy that I should leave is my living that is straight, my character, and showing God, showing people that believe in God.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate you as always. Tomorrow we will be connecting for the last time on this subject. I don't know if there's anything else that you might want to share before we let you go for today.
The summarizing information that I want to share with people is, may God help us to connect with God before we get into a crisis like the one Ruth and Naomi go through. Then also, there is always a hope at the end of the tunnel. There is always a way out.
Amen.
Because this discussion, someone is in the midst of bereavement as I speak right now.
Yeah.
But there is God in heaven.
Amen.
Who is caring in every difficult situation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
Pastor.
Much.
Always appreciate speaking with you and looking forward to connecting with you one more time tomorrow. God bless you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Good day.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.